make reference to them. There's all kinds of Bibles in here if you'd like. I tried to delve through it. Amen. Verse number 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. So that's where we're going to focus. And that's where we're going to focus our study tonight. So first, the word searches. The word searches. You have a fill in blank there. The first one be the word searches. And the first point I want to make is near to you. Acts chapter 17. Verse number 27. The word of God says that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. And one of the things the Lord wants you and I to understand first and foremost, that he's always near. Amen. He's always close. Amen. God can do what God wants to do. If we come receptive with open-mindedness, God can do wonderful and mighty things in our lives. He can change things. He can change destinies. Again, he can open up wonderful doors in front of you and make ways where there seem to be no way. But the key is to give him the total trust. We have a tendency as humans to give him our leftovers instead of our first part, amen? But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. So he says to us, to first and foremost, to recognize that he's always close to you. Have you ever been in a place, in your life where you were going through something, it was just like, almost like, Lord, where'd you go? You left me. Come on, let's be real. Amen. But what he says, he says he's always close. So when we look at that first, he says that it is necessary. So look with me in Jeremiah 17, verse number 10. The word of God says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. You'll hear me say this many times because I've learned it by experience. God is not mocked. For whatsoever we sow, we reap. And sometimes when we're reaping something, we get angry because why is this happening? But we forget the seed that we sowed that brought it about. Amen. If you put corn in the ground, you're not going to get green beans coming up. You can pray for green beans all you want, but I tell you, what comes up is going to be corn. Amen? So as we're looking at this, he is always near to us. His word is near to us. It is necessary for us to be successful. But it's also, I have this is needed. And the weepings of Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 40, it's a challenge for you and I. He says, let us search and try our ways and turn again unto the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. In other words, I'm coming before you. I'm being open-hearted to you. Amen? So first we find that the word searches us. It's always near. It's necessary for us to be successful. And there's a need for us to be open-minded and receptive to what the Lord wants to do. Amen. Can I put you under the bus, Cameron? Cameron, Sunday morning, can I put you under the bus? Can I throw you under the bus, brother? Sunday morning when you came to church, did you have any intentions of giving your heart to Jesus, back to Jesus? Did you have any intentions of being baptized? But God moved on your heart, did he not? Would you feel when you're in that place up there? What ministered to you in the waters? What happened?
I felt a lot of relief when I came back up. Huh? I actually felt love, but in a different kind of...
No, that's what I'm saying. What I've sensed and like never before, Sunday in the baptism day, it was like pure love. It was like the play, it was just filled with love, wasn't it? It was just like, it was love that I'd never experienced before. Amen? It was in the whole atmosphere, you know? But I'm just saying, there was a divine presence of love. Amen? So he says that first, it's search, he's always near, it's we need it, it's necessary. And it's needed for you and I. His word also is to saturate. Let me say this. I've got to say this because it's kind of interesting. It's okay. It's one thing to be in the presence of love, okay? But it's another thing to go down into the depths of love. All right? So, in other words, like little Anne Marie and little Monica, did you see what took place? Did you see the light? Did you see what took place in them? It was just amazing, you know? And God wants you to know that his word is real. Amen? That he wants to saturate you and I with his love. So this calls for us to make a deposit, to deposit. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, for understanding, understand would be the law was given as a barometer or a setting, a scale, so we know what's right and what's wrong. Okay? And in verse number 5, the word of God says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In other words, his word is to be saturated in you and I. As we look at this, it calls for us to make to deposit, but also to depend. In Psalms 119, verse number 11, the psalmist says this: "Thy word have I hidden my heart that I might not sin against thee." In other words, it was deposited. I made a deposit in my heart. So we find that he is saying that when it saturates us, there's a deposit. Deposit was for us to depend. And to depend, then it's to discuss. In other words, I'm expressing to someone else what's taking place inside of me. Amen? God just isn't doing it for you. Matter of fact, in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing with grace into your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So now we're looking at, we need to let the word saturate us. We've deposited it. Since we deposit it, we're in dependence. We're to depend. And then we're to discuss it. Amen? You know, it's important to tell someone else what took place in you. Amen? We become a living testimony. Amen? Amen? When God's doing things in your life. See, some people are always looking and waiting for God to manifest himself in a supernatural way. You know? And he does it in many different ways. You know? He never ceases to amaze me. Amen? It's exciting to serve the Lord. Now, sometimes the adversary wants you to say, he'll say there's rules and so forth, and the rules are not cool, but the cool stuff is for fools, and you're cool when you don't fall into the things of a fool. Amen? You know, if we knew where some of the things that we thought were cool were taking us, they're taking us to a ditch, we'd have never followed that way and ended up in that ditch. We wouldn't have never done that, but the adversary is so deceptive. Amen? So in other words, if we allow the Spirit of the Lord to guide us and direct us, and we follow his word, we can be successful at no matter what we do. Amen? Amen? Because we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So he not only does his word, let me see what I had. Not only does his word searches, but it saturates, and it also speaks. Amen? It speaks so others can believe. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 13. The Word of God says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." Amen? You know, what did he say? He said, faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen? So in other words, if we're not manifesting what God's doing, nobody's benefiting from it. So to believe. Now, secondly, it is to behold. To behold. I used here 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 3, and he speaks of prophesying or speaking the word forth. And as we're speaking here tonight, as I bring forth the word to everyone here tonight, it's for three purposes. He that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification. What does edification mean? Edification means to build you up. There's enough tearing down in the world, and God isn't bringing you into the house to tear you down. He brought you in here to build you up. Then he says, speak of edification and exhortation. What's exhortation? Encouragement. Amen? So not only does God want to build you up, but he wants you to encourage you. Amen? He wants you to be strengthened in his power and might. He wants you to be, you know, it's a good thing to serve the Lord. You know, this is, I want to be a positive speaking man. And, you know, when I see things, I can see that people have a tendency to look at the negative side of instead of the positive side. And there's a positive side of everything if you just look for it. But what the adversary wants you to do is he wants you to focus on the negative side so that you dwell on it, and then it becomes, and it overwhelms you. Amen? So when we look at it, he said the third thing is to comfort. He that prophesies for edification, exhortation, and comfort. God wants to comfort you in the times of trouble. Amen? He says for us to comfort others wherewith the comfort we received of God. I don't know about you, but I've been in times when I needed comfort, and the Lord comforted me. So I use what God used to comfort me to be a blessing and a comfort to others. Amen? So everything works together for the good. To them that what? To them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Look to the one next to you and say, you're called according to God's purpose. You're one awesome person. Amen? Praise God. Amen? Here's what happens. You had an identity in the world. You gave your heart to Jesus. You became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. You have a new identity. And if somebody tries to talk to you, the old man, say, that guy ain't no around no more. He died. He got buried in the tank up there. Amen? Amen? So he says to us that that is to become. So if we to believe, to behold, to become. Hebrews 12, verse number 5. He says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. In other words, if someone loves you and they see you going in the wrong direction, in love, they're going to tell you, you're going the wrong direction. Now, the key is to let the love flow, because I don't know, how many people in here want somebody telling them what to do? Anybody? No. Amen? So if we're ministering God's love and God wants to bring some redirection in our lives, it has to be, one, to build them up, two, to encourage them, three, to comfort them. I always called it like this. It was always with me, it's like making a sandwich. The bread, I'm going to butter them up, I'm going to lift them up. The meat, I'm going to hit the subject, and then I'm going to end with buttering them up. Amen, and encourage them. I'm going to start an encouragement and love. I'm going to share the point and love, and I'm going to close with encouragement and love. Is that okay? All right? That's how much God loves you. And that's the plan he has for our life. So when we look at this, the word searches, the word saturates, the word speaks, and the word saves. And Romans chapter 10, verse number 13. The word of God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Anybody familiar with us? A preacher, I'm not a preacher. I'm a preacher, but I'm a pastor here, but a preacher is all of us. We're all preachers. A preacher comes from the Greek word kairoso. It means someone who carries or announces good news. How many have some good news for anybody? Amen? Amen? Jesus is the best news you can get, isn't it? Amen? So what is the Lord saying to us tonight here? Let's allow the word to search our hearts and saturate our minds, allowing it to speak clearly in us and through us to save others. You know what's happening in this atmosphere? Faith is increasing. Why? Because you're hearing the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Any questions? Let's fill the house up. Bring some people with you on Sunday. Amen. Except those that aren't going to be here. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Your feet go to sleep? Can we lift our hands together? Father, we thank you for your word that you said to each and everyone that's in this room tonight to search our hearts, to saturate our minds. Father God, to Lord Jesus, we thank you and give you praise for that, Father God. We thank you that as your minds are saturated, that you'll put the words in our mouth to speak, Father God. Not our words, but your words. And as your words go forth and speak, it'll bring salvation to others. So I thank you for every man and woman in this room tonight, Father God. I speak divine favor over them, Father God. I pray that they meditate and reflect on what was spoken tonight, Father God. Maybe take their worksheets and go home this week and study it out. Read it out. Study to show you ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I thank you and give you praise for the doors of opportunity that you're opening up. And I thank you, Father God, that when you shut a door, no man can open it. And when you open one, no man can shut it. And I thank you for the anointing that's upon each and every one here, that each and every one is gifted and called with purpose and reason, Father God. So I pray the gifts in them be stirred, be activated, Father God, and be used for your glory of your kingdom. Bless the time together in fellowship downstairs as we fellowship and eat together. Bless this week and everything in it. And we never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.